You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
State police responded to a one-vehicle crash on Saturday in Bossier Parish, resulting in a fatality. Just before 3:30 Saturday, state police responded to a one-vehicle crash on I-20 just west of Highway 157. The victim was identified as Danny Ambrose, age 62, of Shudrant. Investigation reveals the vehicle driven by Ambrose was traveling westbound on I-20 when the vehicle exited the roadway, struck a tree, and overturned. He was pronounced dead at the scene by the Bossier Parish coroner, and the crash remains under investigation. A suspect was taken into custody Thursday following a high-speed chase involving officers in Webster and Claiborne parishes. According to reports, a Minden police officer attempted to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation on Homer Road. The vehicle refused to stop. It led to a pursuit up Country Club Circle to Germantown Road, then leading onto some roads in the Kissatchie National Forest, back to Germantown Road to Highway 2 in Claiborne Parish, heading toward Homer. The pursuit ended in Claiborne Parish with the suspect colliding with a law enforcement vehicle, but no injuries were reported. James Matthew Patterson, age 40, of Minden, was taken into custody by the Claiborne Sheriff's Office. He faces numerous charges in Claiborne and Webster, including speeding, aggravated assault with a vehicle, careless operation, flight from an officer, aggravated criminal damage to property, passing a school bus, as well as other traffic violations. Claiborne Sheriff's Office, the Webster Sheriff's Office, and State Police, along with Minden Police, were involved in the chase. Minden City Police report the arrest of Micah Johnson, age 26, of 1309 Hinton, who was booked for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance, driving under suspension, improper lane use, and was booked as a fugitive from the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. Also arrested, Kristen Morgan, age 34, of Jamestown, for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, resisting an officer, various outstanding traffic warrants, and was also booked as a fugitive from Bossier City. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a suspect for alleged sexual involvement with juveniles. Brandon Sally, age 22, of Bossier City, was booked in connection with alleged involvement with a 14-year-old female. He's been booked for computer-aided solicitation of a minor, carnal knowledge of a juvenile, unlawful purchase of alcoholic beverage on behalf of a person under 21, contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, indecent behavior with a juvenile. Other charges include pornography involving juveniles, sexual abuse of an animal, felony carnal knowledge of juveniles, indecent behavior with juveniles, and sexual battery. He was booked at Bossier Maximum Security Facility with a bond of over $2.6 million. Today, mostly sunny, high near 68, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Increasing clouds overnight, low 51 with a south wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. 90% chance for showers Tuesday, high near 70, south wind gust to 40 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, low near 49, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. For Wednesday, a 40% chance for showers, high 76, 80% Wednesday night, low 49, and that's the forecast. The annual Minden St. Jude auction wrapped up Sunday evening at the Minden Civic Center. The four-day auction raised $2,030,013 for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Some of the winners that were announced in the grand prize drawing, choice of a 2023 Yukon or $50,000 cash, was Joey Elawati out of Ruston. Winner of the Gray Wolf Camper was James Morgan. The Partner in Hope winners were Glenn Warren, Alan Wiggins, and Greg Story. Winner of the Playhouse was Sarah Ryball, and the winner of the Side-by-Side was Paul Armstrong. Again, the grand total, $2,030,013 for St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. In the St. Jude Chili Cook-Off held Saturday, first place went to the team of What's Millie Making, the team of Amelia Rogers and Nancy Rogers. In the People's Choice Award, first place went to the Minden Foundation, J. Fusell, Davidson O'Donnell, and Bo Branch. And the best in show winner was the team of Wookie Chow, the team of Scott Spillers and Josh Spillers. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Charles Smith, Miyako Williams was sentenced to 30 years at hard labor, with all but 5 years suspended, plus 3 years probation for racketeering. Other court action held before Judge Lane Pittard, Danny Ray Babin was sentenced to 6 months in jail for each count of peeping Tom and simple criminal damage to property under $1,000 to run concurrent. Russell Brewster pleaded not guilty to DWI and careless operation and will stand trial at a later date. Willie James Brown pleaded not guilty to DWI and improper lane use and will stand trial at a later date. Sir Derek Harris pleaded not guilty to unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling, resisting an officer with force, and possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, and will stand trial June 19th. Nathaniel Lewis pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Zachary Manus pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial June 19th. Demetrius Moore pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and possession Schedule V controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial May 1st. William Amos O'Neill pleaded not guilty to simple arson and will stand trial June 19th. Adam Van Langendonk pleaded not guilty to theft of under $1,000 and will stand trial at a later date. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. LeBroderick Thomas, introducing contraband to a correction center, possession synthetic Schedule I controlled dangerous substance, and obstruction of justice. Charkanza Grigsby, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, warrant for distribution of crack cocaine. Contravion Rogers, probation violation. Applications for the City of Minden for the Minden Housing Authority are available online starting today and will continue through March 13th. This is to be on the waiting list only, and this is for units inside the city limits of Minden. You'll need to create an account online to apply. The website is mindenha.housingmanager.com. Governor John Bel Edwards and Dr. Sean Wilson, Secretary of the Department of Transportation, joined local officials last week to officially open a stretch of the Barksdale Air Force Base interchange at the intersection of I-20 and I-220. Completion of the $80 million plus project that runs from the interchange to the eastern section of the base will be a boost for the area economy and provide additional security measures for Barksdale, Edwards told the crowd at the event, saying this is a joint effort of many people that began as an idea years ago and shows our commitment to Northwest Louisiana and our military partners, and it proves we can make things happen. Wilson said he was happy the project was completed almost on time and almost in budget, and the project will extend the interchange from its present terminus to the base has already been funded, and a contractor has been selected. Edwards and Wilson pointed out funding for the new entrance came from the grant anticipation revenue vehicle bonds and participation from local entities of Bossier City, Bossier Parish, and the Northwest Louisiana Council of Governments. Bossier City and Bossier Parish each gave $3 million, and the council put up $6 million to support the project. The remainder of the investment bonds, which are secured by transportation money from the Federal Highway Trust Fund. Edwards said the interchange was the first project in the state funded with the Garvey bonds to be completed. Nominations are now being accepted for the Minden Man of the Year Award through the Minden Lions Club. Nominations are also being accepted for the Woman of the Year through the Young Women's Service Club. Deadline to submit nominations is February 22nd. The winners will be recognized at the annual Minden Gala scheduled for March 28th at the Civic Center. Also, the presentation of the Small Business of the Year, Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, and Community Partner of the Year. For more information, call the Chamber at 377-4240.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com.
Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. 682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind, 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.